Welcome to South King's Landing, Disclosure Network's House of the Dragon after show, where we're discussing and breaking down each episode of House of the Dragon Season 1. My name's Dylan Blight, and joining me, the Hand of the King, Ashley Hobley.
Hey Dylan, excited to be here on an episode with a lot of depth, even though Eamon can't perceive it anymore.
Whoa! How long have you been sitting on that and feeling happy about yourself?
I was trying to work it. Okay. I knew I had to start with an eye joke. It's like...
Yeah, okay, I'll pay it. I'll pay that one. Yeah. This week's episode, Driftmark, directed by Miguel Sapochnik, written by Ryan J. Condal and Kevin Lau, and the synopsis of which was, as the families gather on Driftmark for a funeral, Viserys calls for an end to infighting and Alicent demands justice. What do you think of this week's episode?
Yeah, it was good. Obviously, it was a little bit of a slow build. Obviously, it starts off with that really awkward funeral scene where, you know, it's like everybody's awkwardly standing around looking at each other. It's like me at any screening. It's like, I know you people, but I'm too scared to talk to you. yeah, and then obviously, you know, a lot of stuff happens. And, you know, we had the big kind of breaking point between Rhaenyra and Alicent where they kind of pretty much almost come to blows. In the middle of this episode,
I mean,
which is pretty fantastic.
She stabbed her,
after so. The children actually do come to blows, yeah. which was also fantastic. Yeah, it's interesting. I feel like this episode further cemented Alicent as the villain of this series so far, which is interesting. Very little. I don't know. There might be some people who think she's in the right here, but definitely Team Rhaenyra.
Yeah.
Even though she then goes on to marry her uncle.
We can't keep going down this road. It just... you have to put aside that...
After faking her husband's death. That's a new twist.
I thought this was probably... This might be my second favorite episode of the season. Or maybe favorite. I know, I'd have to rethink about it. I actually thought it was like one of the better... Like, it was just, like, really tense the entire time. It's just like a pot boiler, you know what I mean? Like, it's a slow build, but you just, like, the tension, I feel, is...
Like a kettle.
Yeah, it's like, you could cut that tension with a butter knife, you know what I mean? It's everywhere from the episode starts, and you just know something's going to go wrong eventually, and then shit starts going wrong, and then as shit sort of plays out the end, you're like, okay. Like, every episode, we keep being like, yeah, like, shit's about to kick off now. Like, fucking... You know, Dance of Dragons now, bitch. Yep. You know, like, but this was the episode where you're like, by the end, you have the monologue and you've got the VO happening with everything, and you're like, you're right, fuck, no, this was the episode. Like, this is the one where they, I mean, they literally have that moment where, you know, Alicent goes to stab her, and then they literally do a shot that's very much like, and draw a line, there's the sides. You know what I mean? Like,
yep, this is yeah.
You literally have Viserys walking off in the distance. Because he's going to fucking die and he's not going to be part of the sides. And then there's your sides, you know, like that's the...
Those are the two sides of the wall. Yeah. Upcoming, yeah, probably.
So, yeah. But yeah, I thought there was lots of just really cool, interesting things. And just so many people. I'm like, you're so... Like, the amount of times I'm sitting there watching this show and just in my head, I'm like, fuck, you're a cunt. Like, just like, you know, like the amount of different characters be sitting there watching Alicent and be like... Fuck you, cunt. And then her son comes on, starts a fight after stealing a dragon, comes in and is just like, yeah, well, you know, fuck your mother and fuck, you know, all this. I'm like, fuck you.
Yeah, pretty
you
much.
You know what I mean? Like, I was like, I just hate everyone. Yeah. Everyone. Like, I don't know. You're saying like, oh, there might be some people who are on her side. I'm like, why? Like, she's fucking, fuck her, man. Like, fucking bitch. Like, what is that like?
I mean, I can understand like the, she's obviously super righteous and like believing in the gods and religious and that kind of stuff. There might be some people who are more inclined in that direction, in which case I also question why they're watching Game of Thrones. you know, it seems like a weird franchise for you to be on board with. But yeah, there could be some people. Let us know in the comments. I don't tweeted us if you're Team Allison.
No one's Team Allison. Come on, get the fuck out. I can't believe that. The thing that
I'll put a Twitter poll up on our
Do that.
Yeah.
Twitter Team Allison, Team fucking Rhaenyra. If that shit ain't 100% Rhaenyra, I don't know what the fuck's going wrong in the world. I don't know. Like, what's Rhaenyra done? What's Rhaenyra done?
Yeah, cheated out, had sex out of wedlock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that a crime?
Possibly. I don't know the laws of
like, the worst thing she does is, as you know, fuck her uncle. I don't know. In a show where that's not a bad thing. So, I mean, in a world where that's not a bad thing. But yeah, there's lots of cool stuff. I mean, I feel bad for those. Actually, like, felt sad for fucking, what the fuck is his name? Damon. I'm going crazy. I felt bad for his, like, kids who are just sort of now, they're just, like, in every scene just crying in a corner and that their mother's legacy trampled over,
yeah, had
her dragon stolen. And, you know, I was like, man, these kids are really getting fucked.
Yeah, it's interesting that, you know, they're kind of more, they're on Team Rhaenyra as well, I guess. They're like, her children.
They are now. They're like, married, like,
but even before, like, obviously they held little, what's his face's hand.
Yeah. They like had a little bonding moment. But that's the thing. Like, even from the outset of this episode, you have Rhaenyra's kids just like being like rather sweet, innocent kids. You know, they're like just sad and whatever. They're just being kids. You know, you got that one who's like, oh, you're going to be bloody, you know, king of the seas or whatever. And then the kid's like, yeah, I don't want that. And he's like, yeah, but your birthright. And he's like, yeah, but if I have that, it means everyone else is dead. I was like, whoa, he's right though. Like, he's 100% right, but that's sad. And then you've got bloody Allison's kids. One's just getting pissed up, fucking taking shots and getting drunk and passing out in the corner. The other one's stealing a dragon that doesn't belong to him. Fucking Grand Theft Dragon. It's ridiculous.
I mean, it was just sitting there. I mean, he's kind of like grave robbing. That's what he's doing.
Basically.
You know? Yeah, it was. I was upset. I didn't like that at all. I very much wanted that dragon just to eat him right there and there.
I was fucking,
then and there.
Yeah. I was hoping for it.
You know, just, yeah.
Well, that second where you opened his mouth and the fire started like building up in the back of his throat, I was like, yeah, burn him alive.
I'm like, yes. This is going to be great.
Kill him. Jesus.
I mean, yeah. Also, you know, it's a Miguel Sapochnik episode, so it had to be set at night.
Did you?
It wasn't as bad as, obviously, the love, or it wasn't as dark as the episode in the last season of Game of Thrones. But
okay, so is this the thing? Did you actually have problems with? Because I didn't have any problems.
No, I didn't have any problems. It was just amusing that it's obviously his.
Is this the thing? I haven't looked on Twitter. Is this a, like, a complaint, or?
I don't think so. I think I'm just bringing it up.
Because the only time I really couldn't see shit was, and this doesn't help, like, OLED screens are already, like, really reflective. They don't like bright lights being shone at them. But for 1 second, I picked up my phone to check the time. And then as I, like, in my dark room, as the light of my phone lit up, suddenly I couldn't see shit. Like, I picked it up during one of those dark scenes where on the beach or whatever, right before, like, Rhaenyra and Damon start making out. Picked it up, like, 10, 15 seconds before that, just as they're talking. And, yeah, for a second, they just disappeared. So, like, but when I put my phone away and there was no light in my room, I was good. I had no problem. I thought the cinematography was good in this episode, so I don't know. Maybe it's
there's a few people.
Okay.
Who have said they couldn't see stuff.
Okay.
Another person said that the day for night shots look terrible. Or night, yeah. Worst. House of the Dragon has some of the worst day for night photography I've literally seen ever.
Okay.
So.
Well, I thought it was just all.
I mean, it was fine. I mean, it looked like it was it was at night.
Yeah, so, I could still. But it.
Someone says, does anyone have any night vision goggles so I can watch tonight's episode of House of the Dragon? So, yeah.
Okay. I personally had no problems. Other than, like, it definitely was dark. And it felt like they were nearly just using natural lighting. I'm not sure if, like, how much of that they actually had, but, like, I could still make out details. Like, it wasn't so dark that I'm like, what the fuck is going on? Like, I was watching it fine. But I guess the fact that I even thought about it means that it definitely is darker than what you'd usually see. But yeah, I thought this, and I liked, I appreciated it. I thought it was good. But yeah, the second I lit up something in my room, like the fact I couldn't see shit is a testament to how dark it was, I guess. So maybe, but on the opposite end, maybe prior to that, I was having no problems because maybe it does look a little bit better on my OLED screen. I don't know, than other people. Maybe other people don't have. I mean, the fact you what you're saying doesn't hold up for shit.
See, if my TV, I can sit all right on my TV, then you know what are other people watching.
I was gonna say maybe these other people need to like properly configure their TVs, but I bet you
on their phones or
or stop watching on their fucking phones or something. I don't know, but this is the same as I could definitely tell when it's really dark. I had that. I don't know even what you call it. Like I could tell you get that little effect, and I can tell it's like a bitrate thing. This is what I talked about before, where I bet you if I was to watch this episode on a disc, it's going to look so much better because I can tell when it's having these like bitrate streaming issues, and Binge doesn't stream at 4K or anything like that. So yeah, I don't know. Interesting. What else have we talked about? Got so distracted on that. Viserys looks like he's basically on his deathbed.
Yeah, he certainly does.
he's
just struggling to get through each of these instances, taking like 5 years off his life. That's why we have to jump so far ahead, because you know he goes into a coma in between. He has to deal with all this shit.
It's probably true. I was trying to think.
As someone pointed out, Viserys looks like this. Lord Corlys looks exactly the same.
Lord Corlys. Oh, yeah, true.
Yeah.
Yeah. He does look. I mean, even Daemon looks. I mean, Daemon has an age, so. You know, I like the fact where that part where he comes up and he says, he's like, oh, yeah. He's like, the gods are not kind, because he's trying to say he took his wife. He's like, gods ain't been kind to you. it's like, yeah, that's true. What's the other thing I was gonna say? How do you feel about the ending where they do you think that he, like Daemon, they were just gonna have him murdered, but then like his friend or whatever who he paid to have him kill him, just like he just got him in on it so they could escape together? That's how I took it anyway.
No, I think
Or do you think Rhaenyra had something
to do with it? I don't think they wanted to kill him, you know.
I think Daemon's happy.
You could totally read it that they could have staged it that way.
Yeah, I feel like Daemon would be very happy to kill him.
Yeah, the way Daemon worded it, it's very easily to go, oh, he wanted him dead.
Yeah.
But I don't think you go to that person and want Laenor dead, you know what I mean?
No. So they.
I know, don't think that Carl would have ever killed.
No. It's like a big setup, though, so they like he comes in with a witness, so they can start fighting. And as soon as the witness runs off, they just, I guess, pieced out, brought in a.
They got
some corpse
from the
morgue or something. Yeah, chucked his boots on it. That's all that matters.
Yeah.
So I mean, ultimately, it's actually, and the way Daemon says, you know, do this, it'll be good for him. It is actually true if that's what their plan was all along, not to actually kill him, because it does mean that now Laenor gets to just go off and live the life he wants instead. So it is actually better for him. I don't feel like it's a bad thing at all.
Well, it's better. Of course it's better for Laenor if he's not dead.
Well, I mean, like him not having.
As opposed to him to staying in the marriage.
Yeah, him staying in that marriage, I don't feel like. Was doing any for him. Like him being the the only bad side is that his parents obviously think he's dead. That is the that is the torturous side. Which they do point out.
And his kids.
And his
regime.
Well, I don't think that he's
Oh no. Yeah.
His kids don't his kids are well aware they're not that's not actually his father. And I think
one of them is.
Okay. One of them's quite maybe, but one's definitely 100% so. Yeah, so I other than like agreeing that it's going to upset his parents, then everyone else is sort of getting what's best for them and how it all plays out and whatever else. So that's quite good. Anything else in this episode? Major things that I'm trying to think if there's anything else that I missed, like major themes, major things.
Well, I mean, Otto's comeback. So that's
his comeback.
Interesting.
Yeah. Well, I told you, like that. As soon as they mentioned him last episode, I was like, I bet she just shows up next episode. Yep, there he is. They just have one shot of him having the pin on. Don't need to see the conversation of how he got back in. He got back in. Whatever.
Yeah. I do love the line that Damon gives Otto at the funeral. It's like, no matter how fat the leech grows, it always wants another meal as soon as he comes back. I think that's such a good line for Otto, who could happily live out his days away from King's Landing, but desperately wants to come back. Mm. I think the conversation he has with Allison at the end of the episode is really interesting. And like, this obviously was the first time he believed that she's learned something in this time that he's been away and is capable of.
She's just become a bitch, she pulls off. Is what she's become. How about that? She was a nice, innocent girl, and then you turned her into this bitch.
Yep.
Absolutely monster.
Yep.
How can you be Team Allison? I don't understand. Like this, like she's horrible. Like she's like, oh,
maybe you're just very anti-incest.
Her fucking kid literally grave robs someone, steals a dragon, then comes in, starts this fight. All the other kids stick up for themselves. He was gonna smash that other kid's face in with a fucking rock.
He loses an eye. The kid just swings a knife. Didn't mean to take.
Yeah,
knife,
he defensively but, you know, fucking just... swung a knife. He got what he deserved. Fuck him.
He did.
Fuck them kids.
He admits he was happily paid that toll because, he got that dragon, the biggest one of them all, which could shape the, if there was ever to be an actual fight between the Targaryens, would be a very handy dragon to have on their side.
Yeah. And bloody Hightower, old man Hightower's just like, yeah, it probably worked out for the best. That dragon's worth a lot. Good job. Grave Robin kid. Love that for us.
Yeah.
Yeah, so then she comes in and is like, I need to take an eye for an eye. And then old mate, Clubfoot, do you want me to get the eye? Fuck him too. Like, this show, like, I got so used to not watching Game of Thrones for a couple of years. I'm now back to used to it. Now I'm just like, have to get back used to watching this show and just getting in, wanting to, like, yeah, fuck you. Like, fuck you. Fuck this character. Fuck these people.
Yeah. I think it's interesting, like, at the end of the episode, Allison. Oh, well, at the start of the episode, she was trying to ignore old Clubfoot.
At
the end of the episode, she's like,
oh, there's a time when I'll call on you and appreciate your services.
Discretion.
And he's like, ooh.
Yeah, he's a weird
one. He's a weird motherfucker.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
I do want to touch back on that, the confrontation scene. I do love Damon stopping Sir Criston from, like,
Doing shit,
but also him stopping himself and realizing, like, she asks him to take the kid's eye, and he's like, I'm only sworn to be your protector. He's like, I don't think he would have, if she had said, he was looking for an excuse not to take that kid's eye, Maybe that was a line he wouldn't have crossed, but, he did laugh during, I can't remember exactly what line, but he was smirking.
Something about...
Oh, when they said
the bastards,
they obviously brought up the bastards thing, and like Viserys is questioning Aegon. Aegon says he heard it from Aemond.
Yep.
And everyone's like, huh? Me?
Yeah, and then he says like everyone completely knows or whatever.
Surprised. Yeah.
Yeah, fuck Sir Criston too, piece of shit.
Just keep it going. But yeah. Also the Rhaenyra line, everybody sees you fought Yuana now. Yeah. When she's cut her arm up,
yeah,
or about to stab her. Yeah,
this shit. This is it's funny because like I actually feel like it was last episode that, or even the episode before. So it was two episodes ago that, that Allison, when she decided like in episode four, I guess, or five, whatever it was, the last time we had her as a kid.
It was episode five before the time jump.
Yeah, before time jump when she comes in wearing the green, was when she decided that she's fighting this war. This is before anyone else that she thought was her opposition decided it was even a fucking
thing. Yeah.
Now it's two episodes later, after all the bullshit, that now at the end of this episode, Rhaenyra's finally like, okay, I'm playing the game. Because even after everything that went down last episode, Rhaenyra's like, still not really, she's still trying to meet in the middle and be like, let's marry our kids and, like all this stuff to make peace, and then has to run away at the end. Like, It's not until the end of this episode that Rhaenyra's like, all right, I'm in the fight. Meanwhile, Alice has been over there thinking she's having this big old battle for over 10 years. Yeah. Like, fucking psycho.
Yeah. At some point, Rhaenyra's like, in the beginning of the episode, Rhaenyra's like, I don't think Alicent will do anything.
She's like, I don't think Alicent will do anything. But then she nearly then Alicent goes to stab her kid in the fucking eye. So,
So
that's kind of the turning point.
That is the turning point where she goes, hey, Daemon, we need to join our houses, you know. Not just because we enjoy fucking each other, but because, you know, it makes... Because
you're a psycho motherfucker.
Political sense.
And they'll be scared, so...
Man, Matt Smith is great. Yeah. Just him watching on in that scene as well. Hilarious.
So which one? The fight?
The fight, yeah.
I appreciate that he doesn't run to her, like, protection. That he just keeps Sir Kristen out of it.
Yeah. You know?
He's like, she's got this.
Mm.
So. Before we wrap up... This bullshit poll, 90% Team Rhaenyra with 20 votes at the moment and 10% on Team Alicent after 10 votes. What the fuck are you, sick piece?
So that means there's two people.
Out of 20, out of 20.
Two or 20, yeah.
So far. You sick, sick.
The only thing I have to think, Olivia Cook, she's very pretty.
I don't give a fuck.
You know, she put out the Versace set this week.
I really think that is... bullshit. Let me put that bullshit. I also think she's homophobic. I think Alicent's homophobic.
Probably. I mean, if you're super righteous in that,
she's throwing out these comments about like Rhaenyra being out with toy boys or whatever, all this stuff.
His people was probably out entertaining the
wards or whatever. Yep. She's fucking.
I mean, accurate, but...
Well, I don't know. It came across as a little bit, you know?
Where was Lane all this entire time?
I was hard to get angry at him. His sister did just die. I was like, I get you probably out having a hard time.
Yeah, he's probably out grieving. Yeah. He was super sad in the water. And then he has that... I love that scene between him and Rhaenyra where he's like, I'm going to double down on being a husband.
Yeah. But she knows knows and we know. Too little too late, mate. Like, it's the shit, like, the shit's fucked. He's trying to come in and do the right thing after shit's fucked. But shit is fucked. Like, she just got stabbed. The kids are all in the fight. Like, it's the time's passed. I don't know. I don't know. I do appreciate Rhaenyra in that. Like, I like how Rhaenyra doesn't get pissy at him. Like, she knows, you know, he was grieving or whatever. I like how she says, and that's the thing, like, she's, how can you be Team Alicent? Rhaenyra's like, Rhaenyra's like fucking for gay rights. Like, she, she is though. She's like, we got forced into this marriage, you know, in this anti-fucking LGBTQ plus world. And she's all for him out, you know, living his true life. They're trying to make it work.
Yeah.
She's fucking.
They even tried a couple of times, apparently.
Yeah.
You know,
she's an ally. Alicent's fucking
interesting. Yeah,
she's a fucking homophobic, right wing piece of shit, psycho piece of shit.
I do remember one line that did make me laugh. It was during the funeral, during the opening speech or whatever, during the eulogy or whatever. The guy's saying, and there's a line about stopping our blood from running thin.
Yeah, and then Daemon laughs.
And then Matt Smith laughs. Starts giggling. It's like. And then she opens up to him and pretty much tells him, you know, Harwin was the father of her children.
Yeah.
Even though I guess it was an open secret. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, this fucking Twitter poll. Bullshit.
Wow, this is going to make you angry. Can't believe these people.
I can't believe them. I you sick fucks, honestly. Anyway, I wrap this up before I get like doing my head in. That'll do it for this week's episode of South of King's Landing. Check out all our other podcasts at explosionnetwork.com for more, including the Lord of Rings Extended Middle Earth podcast on New Malvercast, where we're talking about She-Hulk for another 2 weeks. What do you want to watch for everything else, movie, TV, media related, and in the world of the sky and the stars? Check out Holocron Entries, where we're discussing Going Rogue Andor at the moment. So you got fantasy, you got sci-fi, you got everything else in between. What do you want to watch? You got fucking superheroes on your mouthcast. Follow all the podcasts. Council for this week is over. Join us next week for another episode of Selfie Kingsley.